Ted, do you remember the old railway station here at Cave?
Yes, there was the railway station. It wasn't very big, but there was a little a shelter shed with another lock-up place alongside where the parcels and things used to be put in. And if you went there to get your things, anything you wanted at night, it was locked up and you couldn't get it till the next day.
Was the beer for the pub brought up on the Fairlie train?
At one time, yes. We used to use Spate's beer here for many years, and it came from Dunedin by train. But with the rise in railway charges, and the Timaru beer was so good that we switched over to Timaru beer, and we use Timaru beer now, so it comes by Cave Transport.
In those old days, Ted, did the railway mean a lot more to the Cave people than it does today?
Well, yes, it did, really. Once they stopped running the passenger train, it seemed to... it wasn't so popular. There was always somebody catching the train from Fairlie to Timaru on the way, and then the last recent years they stopped carrying passengers altogether, and they turned the train ran a different way. It ran from Timaru to Fairlie and back to Timaru, not from Fairlie. The train used to stay in Fairlie all night, and then it would leave in the morning and go to Timaru and back at night. But after when they stopped carrying passengers, they altered all that, and it ran vice versa.
In those old passenger days, did the passengers ever have the opportunity of stopping at Cave and coming over to the pub?
They did on the way back at night. They would always find out whether the train was shunting. It didn't always shunt at Cave, but if it did shunt, they would find out from Martin Fay. He was the guard, if you're going to shunt, and if he said they were, they would rush over here and have a few beers while the train was doing its shunting, and then when it was ready to go, the engine driver would give a blast on his whistle and they would down their beer, and Martin would wait till they clambered on, and off they would go.
How long have you been at Cave, Ted?
Well, I've been here over 22 years, 22 years last March, actually.
Have you noticed changes in the settlement since you've been here?
Oh, yes. It hasn't increased at all. We worked up the population. It was advertised in the paper the other day. There was a cave in Italy, and they asked for some report on Cave, but the council didn't send the population of Cave because they thought there was only 25. Actually, 45 they thought there was. But actually, we counted them up and we were very hurt because we discovered that there was 81.
So it seems to have grown over the years anyway.
Oh, yes. Now that 10 o'clock closing's coming in, of course, there won't be so the population will probably go down a bit, but before there wasn't much else to do in Cave, and that's why the such large families around here.